Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Analog Nightmares. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Chris McGibbon.
Chris is very excited, you can tell.
Very. Rocktober blood.
More of it, please.
Maybe I'm gonna release an album since everybody else has got an album.
I'm emotionally distressed, and you fuckers made me watch this movie again.
Well, to be fair, this was your.
Yeah, I was like,
you
I
brought
never
this one
to.
Up.
Whatever.
Let me ask you, have you watched Last Slumber Party ever?
It's okay, worse than this.
Oh, it's a lot.
By far.
This. Yeah. I'll put
so
it.
So I know
this.
To avoid it.
Yes. Yes.
That tape's probably pretty rare, though. I've never seen it ever come up in any of the groups.
The VHS is very rare, from what I understand. And I'm not a collector.
I'm not trying to put that in your brain, Chris, so you go and try and look for
it. Like, it will be mine.
The last tape I bought, I forgot to pay for on Facebook. That's how much I wanted it. So that was like 3 weeks ago. Wow. The guy ended up selling it to someone else. So I was like, okay, no big deal.
I might actually have some VHS for you at some point, but I don't think I have anything there. If you want them. All right. So we are here tonight. We've already shown great enthusiasm for this one. And that is Rocktober Blood from 1984 and director Beverly Sebastian. And this one follows a crazed rock singer who returns from the dead to murder members of his former band. I see the remake coming with Mr. Pugs Dread, but some point. So Chris, you're this movie's biggest fan, obviously. When did you first see it? What's your Rocktober Blood story?
Well, before we jump into that, I kind of think we should throw out the little note about the home video release. And
oh yes,
the fact that there is a DVD and a Blu-ray.
I can't believe there's a Blu-ray of this. That's amazing.
Well, let me tell you, the version you watched was the exact same thing you would see on Blu-ray. The DVD and Blu-rays are sourced from an analog tape and look like they're sourced from an analog tape. So even though there is a DVD and a Blu-ray, this gets a pass because it's only available from an analog master. So
nice, nice.
And like insult to injury is, it's not even like the quarter inch that they would have made this from. It's a copy of this tape. Like not this very one, but it's a copy of like a VHS tape. They didn't even go back to like a master version to put it on Blu-ray.
Which was very disappointing because just months before that, they had released Gator Bait 1 and 2, and they were both came from film prints, and they both looked great. Mm-hmm. So people had high hopes when they did this Kickstarter, and people weren't
happy. They actually told people this was going to be from a film print. It was going to be in HD and everything, and they charged, I think it was, like $60 for the Blu-ray.
Oh, my God. So glad I did not get that.
The anger.
It was $60, and the anger was real. People were fucking pissed. People were calling the Better Business Bureau on these people. Like, they were just like, they were not having it. Because they refused to give them their money back.
Wow.
I want to say...
Already spent. That's hard.
It wasn't actually the director and the husband and wife. It was actually, I want to say, their son who, like, did that. It wasn't like directly them.
Yeah, it was the son was handling all of the stuff in the movie for the movie.
Yeah,
I could see this having a big fan base, but $60 I can't justify even for like the diest of hardest fans.
Especially when you can get the DVD off Amazon for like $8, and it was the same quality.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because isn't the director like born again and like just...
Well, there's two directors. So this was produced, written, and directed by Ferd and Beverly Sebastian. Okay. And I believe Ferd became a born-again Christian, and he's now an ordained minister. And Beverly and him together run a Greyhound rescue, which is awesome.
Not gonna hate on that.
No, yeah, that's awesome. How many, like, dudes in, like, Fulci Live t-shirts do you think, like, showed up at his church, like, just pretending? It's like, I need to be reborn. It's like, can you sign this poster here?
So we know what Dan would do.
I'll adopt a dog and name it Rocktober if you sign and take a photo with me. But you got to throw the horns up.
Can you sign the dog here? I'm going to get it tattooed.
No.
Praise All right. Jesus.
Sorry. I just wanted to throw that out there as a disclaimer first. I didn't mean to cut off Chris's opinions for the movie because I'm sure they will be fascinated.
Yes, we are going to talk about the movie. So what do you think?
So the music was good. I fucking hate this movie. It made me so mad because this was a cool cover. This is a very cool piece of art. It's exactly what you're going to get out of the movie. It's not lying to you. My problem with this is what I typically find with most slashers, but this one just seemed to really emphasize the stupidity of its cast. To the extent of, like, this girl sees this dude twice and is convinced twice that it's not him. And, like, everything's fine. And then, like, they go and dig up his body and she's once again convinced that it's not him. And then she gets knocked out and put into a coffin. And when some guy with a mask comes and talks to her, she believes it's not him a third time. And it's like, babe, I know cocaine's a hell of a drug, but, like, you can't be this dumb. And the fucking opening of the movie, he kills, like, 26 people in that studio. We don't see any of it except for, like, one guy. And there was that random edit where, like, he chases after the security guard and all of a sudden it's a year later. Yeah. I'm like...
And he's dead.
Right. Like,
my favorite
fuck?
Line was... Arrest. Not you're under arrest, just arrested. That's what it was.
And he runs from him. He's chasing the guards. So it's like, what happened? Barney Fife just took him out off camera?
Arrested.
Right. Like, it was just so fucking random. Then there was that scene where the girl was getting chased through the woods, and she comes back into the house, and she tells her friends that Billy's chasing her. And they're like, oh, don't be silly. It was dark. I'm like, it was the middle of the fucking afternoon. It was dark.
Let's
and then,
get
like,
made,
again. Man. But then again, she's like, okay. And I'm like, what? Like, how fucking stupid do you have to be in this movie?
Let's get naked now and get in the hot tub again.
Right.
I wasn't
a fan.
You were not a fan. Okay. I will say for this one, though, as horrible as it is fun, especially coming off Last Slumber Party, which to me is just...
Like, green on, like, the curve.
That, yeah, it's like rectal surgery. I mean, that one's horrible.
And this, you can listen to that review right now.
Yes, you can. And this one, like I said, it's a horrible movie. Nothing makes any sense, but it has all the 80s hallmarks. You know, you get the gratuitous 80s aerobics routines. I think we get like two of those. We get a lot of skin. I can't say the gore is particularly impressive, but again, coming off of Last Slumber Party, at least it's there. I kind of get the cult following that it has, even being a really terrible film. And I for the life of me, I just probably one of the dumbest leads I've seen in a very long time. But Pugs, what did you think of this being in a band? You gonna remake it?
Well, 100 times better for damn sure. Honestly though, I like the music, so that's a positive. I liked the opening scene, even as dumb as it was. And I liked the ending, as dumb as it was. So it's got a nice bookend. And the ending reminded me of, like, Merciful Fate, King Diamond meets Dio with, like, a gore on, like, a light gore touch. But the middle is very forgettable and everything's very stupid.
Yeah.
But like you, Dan, I totally get why it has a cult following. Because if you're at the right age, and this may rock your socks. Yeah, revisiting it later in life, you're probably going to be pissed off.
$60, you'd be pissed off.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, yeah, I'm not paying $60. $6, I'm still going to be a little perturbed. But I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Yeah, it's not good, but I get it somehow. So.
Yeah. Todd, are you going to be our Billy in the remake?
No. I want about as much to do with the remake of this as I want to do with having to ever watch this movie again.
Okay. I think there's actually a vinyl soundtrack to this. A newer one.
There is.
Yeah.
My friend's record company put it out. Lunaris Records. Same guys that put out the Night of the Demons score. I hit him up saying that I had watched the movie. And I said, you know, I the movie's awful, but I really like the music.
Rainbows.
And I asked, I said, I'm going to buy a copy of the soundtrack. Do you have this vinyl left? Like, there was this, you know, any vinyl left? And he's like, oh, just send me your address. I'll send you one. And I was like, no, I want to buy it. And he's like, no, I'll send you one. And then he also threw in the soundtrack for Hard Rock Zombies that I guess he just put out.
Oh, cool.
Which is good. I have that.
Yeah, but I have the vinyl soundtrack. I do like the music. I think the music is probably the only thing that's redeemable about this movie, but I'm like, you can save yourself. How long is this movie? 88 minutes, 90 minutes of your time if you just buy the soundtrack.
Yep. Rainbow Eyes and what? I'm Back? Those are the jams.
Those are the two jams. And what's up with all the fucking lens flares in this movie? The J.J. Abrahams, was he like the DP? Like, that really threw me off. They're everywhere.
You probably loved this movie growing up.
Him and Michael Ray had it on repeat.
Yeah.
Well, he had him wash his car.
Todd, what did you think?
I went in, well, I thought you were recommending this when you brought this one up, Chris.
No, I wasn't.
So I had never seen this one. And yeah, it was not good. It was all over the place. I was like, maybe I'm alone and I'm missing something. I just don't get it. But yeah, this was a rough one to watch.
Judging it though from a terrible movie standpoint, I had fun with it. And, you know, like I said, we've done a few from this era.
It's no Slaughterhouse Rock.
Well, Slaughterhouse Rock had a budget, though. You know, in fact, that actually wasn't that cheap of a movie, really.
Is that the one with Tony Basil in it?
Might be. It's the one they shot, actually, outside
of Alcatraz. In Alcatraz, yeah.
It's the one Code Red put out, if that helps.
Yeah, I actually didn't hate that movie completely. I just thought that one was a little disjointed. It didn't really have a clear focus. It was kind of all over the place. But I didn't hate that one. I didn't like this. But I will agree with Dan, with the right group of people and the right mood, this could be a lot of fun to watch. Because it's so fucking, it's so stupid. Like, there's so many ridiculous choices made by everybody in this movie that it just feels, it almost feels like it was supposed to be a parody of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to be a parody, but we're not going to make it funny or make it a parody, but we're going to act like it is one.
I thought the iron to the throat, I thought was funny. It's like they were trying.
Trying what?
Just
trying.
Hit that Slaughterhouse Rock level of awesomeness. But yeah, I don't know. There is something weird about it. Like I said, it didn't bore me. I don't think it's a boring movie.
The middle's pretty boring, Dan.
I agree
with Bugs on this one.
Yeah. I will praise the bookends. The first, like, what, 4 or 5 minutes is cool. And the last, when they hit the concert stage is cool. Everything in between, I just saw this fucking movie and I forgot most of it.
Well, It is weird because, I mean, you have lines like, I want your hot steaming pussy blood all over my face. And it's like, oh, you know what?
That's that's towards the end of the movie, isn't it? Because I do remember that line.
That's about mid. And then it's like, oh, let's get naked and go in the outdoor hot tub. I mean, like, because there's nothing to worry about.
I love slasher logic. It made perfect sense to me.
I mean, even by slasher logic standpoints, how this movie is, this is up there. Like, there's a lot of suspending of disbelief when you're watching this movie.
Yeah, this is not, it's not good. Especially at 84, that was the high point of the slasher. It's still the end, tail end of the golden era. And
see, but I can see like 8 to 12 year olds like, this movie is gonna change your life. Like, you're only 8 to 12, you don't know shit, but yeah, they're gonna love it.
You didn't,
oh, yeah, 84, you have horror and heavy metal. This thing was fucking over somewhere.
You didn't pop at the end when it's like, get it or now, and then just,
oh my fucking lame ass guitar. And he just wears it on his shoulder like a championship belt. That was ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know. This one, again, if you want a quality slasher, you want good acting, good production values, you're not going to get any of that. But
you could drop that down to, you're not going to get decent of any of those either.
No, but again, this Last Slumber Party, man, I could never watch that again. I don't think
I would rather see, I'm going to go controversial. I would rather watch that again than this.
But that didn't even bring blood and skin. You know what I mean? Like that was,
yeah, but that was so bad I was enjoying it, where this one was just like, I was bored.
No. Well,
I mean, I'm, that's surprised. Just me, though.
It gets extra points for the music for me, because that's what kept me going.
It's no Trick or Treat, but the music was decent.
Yeah, Trick or Treat is still the best of the 80s heavy metal horror movies.
It's the gold standard. There's no argument in that.
It really is.
I co-sign the statement.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like, this shit. Fast.
I think if I was gonna rank, if I had to rank, and they have, these two both also take place during Halloween, which is something that I don't even put this on a Halloween watch list type of deal.
I was gonna say, because this didn't feel like Halloween at all.
No, I mean, they're in hot tubs and going on hikes and going to spas and shit. So like, yeah, that's totally Halloween. If I was gonna rank any of it, I would put Trick or Treat first. Black Rose is second. I don't even
Rock know and Roll Nightmare?
I guess that could be third.
That got a sequel like 30 years later.
Yeah. This would be low, though. This one would rank a little higher for me than, like, what was the one? There was one I watched that was just really, really awful. Maybe it was this, but there was another one. I forgot the name of it. But this, for the music, it gets a little bit more of a push. Like, it would be a little higher, but
maybe they can redeem it with the sequel. I want it to like open up with Ken Sagos, Billy's back.
Rock Vember?
Rock Vember.
Yo, now it's Thanksgiving time. He's gonna carve him up. You know what, Dan? You may have stumbled upon something.
Coming soon to Flesh Wound Features. Just, you know, I don't know, be like, I don't know, missionaries at the church there, get the rights from the lady. And
oh, that's right. We got to cross those guys too. Oh, now, oh, Billy's born again. It's December, Rocktember. It's coming back. It's a whole Jesus theme. It's Christian riddle.
He's getting like baptized out in the lake. And
he gets sacrament blood from them. He's like,
see, I was worried I was going to come on here tonight with the three of you. Like, oh, this movie was great, Chris. What's your problem? I'm really glad we're all. Because I would have been really concerned if you guys were like, this was great. Because there's a guy who has a review channel, Bad Movies,
Andrew,
something like that.
Ben Prager, yeah.
Something like that. He loved this movie.
Or Chart, or whatever it was.
Yeah. He loved this movie. He actually said that, like, he knows Trick or Treat is the gold standard, but this one is better than that. And I was like,
ooh. He must have saw this one first and at the right age, because I can see, like, this, like, all these fucking kids that like Metallica before they got big, like, oh, that's mine. That Sammy Curse for everybody else. Relax.
Yeah, but, like, really, I can't picture anyone sitting down at any age, watching this and then seeing Trick or Treat and going, yeah, this is better. Like, Trick or Treat on a technical standpoint is such a better movie. Yeah. It actually has actors in it and a plot and characters with logic and sense. Like, it already trumps this one by tenfold just for having that.
But if you got that punk rock attitude where, like, Sammy Kerr's mainstream, I like this one better. You're lying to yourself, but yes, I can see it happening.
You know what I think it is with some of these movies? Because, you know, when I did film, I worked with someone who had this philosophy. And I think it was because a lot of wannabe filmmakers will look at it and think, I could actually make that. And they tend to maybe just deify some of these films. Now, I do like some of them. You know, a lot of SOV type stuff, but that's what I think it is, because I've watched some. When you sit down and it's like with the person and watch the movie, it's like, really, you think this is great?
Are you sure?
Yeah. And I mean, there's those rare exceptions where something does rise above its
budget. I think that's a dig at Chris for Video Dead.
No, Video Dead is very competent movie. I like
Video Dead. I was going to say, when we reviewed Video Dead way back in the day, Todd, Dan gave it a higher score than I did.
I did.
Wow. I know that's bullshit.
I did. I've got a signed cast thing. So
yeah, I know. Where did that come from?
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot. I mean, Things, and you know, that's another one that somebody actually brought up that we should do on Analog Nightmares. But I think it has a Blu-ray now, so that might have ruined
it.
Well,
yeah. No, it's got a Blu-ray coming, but I've gotten other stuff from the same company. It's gonna be DVD, or it's gonna be the master on Blu-ray. It's not gonna be a film print.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it was shot on video, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wouldn't.
I've got it.
Be anything more.
So, yeah.
I can't remember if Dan, you sent it to me or Todd sent it to me, but I remember what Sub Rosa put out, Meat Market, on Blu-ray, and two, and they limited like 500 copies. I'm like, these were shot on VHS, and it was like, they don't need to be on Blu-ray. They're not going to look any better than the DVDs. They're going to be identical. There's nothing they can do. I mean, they might like do some color correcting, but like in terms of detail and shit, like nothing is going to be different.
This is my rule of thumb. If they come out at the same time, and like Killer Workout's a good example. It was mastered from the quarter-inch master, three-quarter-inch master. It was put on DVD and Blu-ray. If you have the choice, always get the Blu-ray, because one reason, you won't have compression artifacts on the MPEG-4 stream on the Blu-ray. On the DVD, on the MPEG-2, you can get some compression.
That's true.
That's the only advantage. But like, if you have like, if Chris had like the old DVDs, there's no reason to spend $40 to get what might have a little bit less digital issue.
What he said.
I'm only concerned about my display wall. Like, I want it all to match.
I own the Meat Market ones. I'll admit it. Not great films, but I don't know. It was a time when zombies were sparse.
Wasn't the third one solid? I just remember Shattered Dead was horrible.
The third one was really good, because it was
Shattered Dead's not Meat Market, by the way. Just
no, I know. I'm saying
it was the same studio though.
That was the studio. That one's garbage.
But the Meat Market 3 was like, it was almost a shame that it was called Meat Market 3, because it was really well made, and it was about what happens if your mind goes during a zombie apocalypse, like if you start to lose your mind. So these people are trapped in a house with, it's like a couple, and one of them starting to go crazy and starting to see things.
I never got it, cause it wasn't like, it didn't like get a wide release on, I think
it was hard to get.
Yeah.
It was not easy to get. And I think they put it on their website for like a couple of months to buy. And, I still have the DVD actually somewhere. The 18 logo, cause it was a UK release, was blacked out. Like, they just put a black sticker over it. So they didn't, like, print, like, new sleeves for the U.S. release, so to speak. I remember thinking, oh, crap, if this is a PAL disc, you know, I didn't have a region-free player at the time. I was going to be pretty upset, but it wasn't. It worked and it played fine. I actually should dig that out. I haven't seen that one in forever, but I remember really liking it and being impressed with it.
I don't know if I ever saw it.
It was better than the other two. Me Market 1 and 2 were not great. But like Dan said, at the time when those came out, it's all we really had.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool to see zombies with latex appliances in crusty, Fulci-esque looking zombies, which is what the director wanted. But yeah, the fucking lesbian vampires and the Mexican wrestler, I'm just like, nope, you lost me.
Are you supposed
all
to
all
be
Dan all the time
making pugs not want to watch it?
I'll watch it. I'm not going to get all crazy about your vampire lesbians like you, Dan, but
you have to have them in a zombie apocalypse.
I guess you do.
It is what it is. I was in Gypsy Vampire Zombie on the Loose. I mean, and there was no vampires, and at least they're true to advertising. So there you go.
Okay.
All right, back to October Blood, because I don't know what the hell just happened.
Yeah, we went on a little bit of a tangent. But yeah, no, this movie's awful. I'm glad you guys didn't like it either, because it makes me feel better.
I would watch the YouTube clip of this again if it was just the bookends of the story. I think a good 10 minutes well spent.
You guys are talking about like not wanting to spend $60 on a Blu-ray. How much do you think I paid for this?
Oh, God, I don't want to know.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go $15.
No, I'm gonna go 75.
Oh no.
80.
Oh, you know what? I thought you told me that, so I'm glad it went low.
But in also in fairness, technically it cost me $0. It cost me $0 because this was my second copy that I got. The first one I got for free. I went. This guy had a storage. They call them Gaylord. They're big boxes. They're huge, and they were filled with VHS tapes. And there was a cut box in there of this. So I grabbed it. I grabbed all the horror tapes, and I sold the cut box for $80. And I paid $80 for this one, so it evened out.
You remember when I told you might want to watch it first? But like, I can't watch it. The box cut.
This popped up. It was a really nice copy. It wasn't a cut box. I figured I wanted it. I have other movies here that I can't stand for the collection. That
yeah, well, it's always good if you want to make some money.
Someday, yeah.
I still remember selling mine off, and I try not to do the math in my head because I had like big box gold at this point. But it is what it is. Space is a thing. But you know, again, if you like these types of movies, this is far from the worst. There, it will make you laugh at least. It won't put you to sleep, in my opinion. So
I was struggling. I think
you'll wake up for the end.
Yeah.
Oh, the screaming will get you.
The screaming will get you, yeah.
Well, I don't even. I honestly, you guys talking about the middle of the movie, I'm going to be honest, I'm with Pugs. I don't even remember the middle of the movie. All I remember is at one point they go to like a retreat of some kind. The three girls go to like some. It looks like it's winter outside. Was there snow on the ground?
Could not tell you. I don't remember.
I feel like there was snow. What? Oh my God.
I know how it is with season changes on some of these movies. Before you know it, it's like, yeah.
And you know what? When they dig up his body to show that he's really dead, why the fuck is he a skeleton? He's only been dead for a year. Like, he wouldn't be that decomposed.
I don't know if the worms get to you. I don't know. Maybe.
But he still has his eyeballs, and somehow he has no teeth. Like, what happened to his teeth?
Myth.
there you go. Graboids. I don't know.
That's what I should have been watching today was the new Tremors movie, but no, I had to revisit October Blood.
Well, don't go to Bloody Disgusting. We talked about that. They post like full spoiler rundowns in their heading, so
I hate that.
Yeah.
Avoid that.
I'm still not happy with that. That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But did you already watch it before you saw that, Todd?
It doesn't matter. Still made me upset.
Yeah.
Like, how could you... Literally, the day it hit Netflix, let's ruin the whole... Sorry.
Can I... Before I watch this one, do I have to watch the other two first, 5 and 6?
No.
Okay.
Have you seen the other two?
I saw 5 when it came out, but I didn't watch 6. I have it, but I haven't watched it yet.
No, you don't really. I mean, they bring up they mention characters from the other one, but only really his son. So,
okay.
So yeah, you're fine if you just want to watch this one.
Because this one, when I watched the trailer for it, it looked like a ton of fun, and I just, you know, that's the one I want to watch right now. So that's probably what I'm going to do.
On that point, I guess we should probably rate this one because we're already done talking about it.
Yes, and we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. So, I'll go first. I think I liked it. Well, like I said, I liked it for what it was. I'm a 2.5. I am generous. I think it is.
Yeah.
Stupid entertaining.
All right. Well, I'll go next. I'm a 1, and that's me being generous.
I'm a 1.5, just because of the fucking bookends. This is very skippable. But again, someone on YouTube, make beginning and end, and that's it. That's all we need.
Get the vinyl.
Do that.
Yes. That too. I'm a 1 as well. I'm with Todd. I'm matching up with Todd on this one. This needs to stay on VHS. This needs to get forgotten and lost. this needs to disappear.
Those rainbow eyes don't come back.
The soundtrack can stay all day long. But the movie itself needs to go away.
I wonder if this is one that if we get a Blu-ray of it, it's so, you know, the picture's so improved, it's like a whole new experience.
You can't polish a turd, Todd.
Curse the Screaming Dead.
I never said the movie was going to be better on Blu-ray. I just want it on Blu-ray.
Okay. So this is a very important public service announcement. Do not pay $60 for the Blu-ray. Do not pay $80 for the VHS tape. You can get it, if you really must see this, on DVD on Amazon right now for $8. See it that way first.
Do you think the son's like going around trying to sell like a magic elixir that cures the Rona right now? Because I feel like that's probably what he would be up to for $60 for that Blu-ray.
Probably. And I'm usually not the type of person who condones this shit, and feel free to edit this out if it's not something that you also condone. The movie's also on YouTube. Completely on YouTube.
I'll leave that here. That's fine.
Yeah. We didn't post it. So it's okay.
I just, you know, honestly, because like in this instance, this dude ripped a shit ton of people off. And as far as I know, most people got their money back. There were some people who didn't because like of the processes that they went through to get it back. Like some people just kind of gave up when they were told no and just accepted it and moved on. Other people fought and pushed with PayPal and like their credit card companies. Like, so I don't feel bad that this dude's going to get ripped off and his movie's going to get streamed and purchased illegally. I really don't. He fucked a lot of people over that overpaid for, it wasn't even a pressed Blu-ray either. It was a BDR.
Yeah, they'll like, pass the collection plate around like 2 more times at each service and make up for it. Not a big deal. So yeah. Find it on YouTube and enjoy it that way. It's cost effective. Time.
Right. Well, at least on YouTube you can skim. You know, once you get, you know, you can make your version of the movie. Just watch the first 4 minutes and then go all the way to the
boom
where you see, you know, and you're good.
We need those people that do the set lists for the like live concerts, those little blue timers. Someone out there is going to do the Lord's work.
We need a prequel with the guard like fighting him. You're arrested.
Right.
The spinoff.
Do you guys think that if somebody took this movie and edited it down, made it like a 25-minute movie, it would have been better?
Yes.
Instead of being 88 minutes.
You could cut a lot out for sure.
This would have been a fun, like Tales from the Crypt. Maybe what's lower than Tales from the Crypt?
Tales from the Dark Side.
I like Tales. Right?
You know what? A new creep show, because I fucking hate that series, the new one.
Yeah.
Boom.
You didn't even like The Finger?
No, I did not, Dan. It felt like homework the entire fucking series.
I like
The Finger. The Finger?
Yeah, with DJ Qualls. Remember he gets like the fingers, kind of like the monkey's paw type story.
Oh yeah, that was okay. I did like that one. But I think that's the only one I did like.
Would you rather watch that series again or Creepshow 3?
The series. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Creepshow 3, that is in and out for me.
Okay, you're going like, it's 90 minutes, but I'd rather deal with that.
You like Tales from the Dark Side? I don't know. I don't get Todd's hate.
No. I don't. I always like Tales from the Dark Side. I've been rewatching them lately, and they're not very good. I'm on season 2, and there's probably been 3 good episodes. So,
I wonder how that show Monsters is going to hold up for you.
That's what I'm going to do next, and I'm hoping, because that one, I remember episodes that like were good. Tales from the Dark Side, I remember I think it was Trick or Treats. That was like their first.
It was the Halloween episode, right?
And I was so upset it didn't. It was like, man, I remember this being so much better. So, I'm gonna keep going because it may be a case that starts picking up at season 3.
The production values might be higher. Who knows?
Dan wants to argue so bad.
He put up Freddy's Nightmares, though. I think Freddy's Nightmares is a lot cheaper than.
No. That's not what I said. I said Tales from the Dark Side is just as cheap as Freddy's Nightmares.
The episode, Dan, not the show.
Dan, I literally just watched the series of both, so I've seen them, so I know what they look like. So I don't know why you're trying to tell me no. They both look like they're syndicated.
You're wrong.
Shows that were done on the cheap.
I didn't say it was big budget, but then I don't know.
Dan's just mad for some reason. I'm like, I'm giving Tales from the Dark Side, the series, some shit. But then you ask him, when's the last time you watched it, Dan?
It's only been a few years.
Okay.
It's not been that long. We all agree Friday the 13th, the series, is where it's at, though. That is the piece.
That's where it's at? What about?
I like the first two seasons, but yeah, I'm not going to say all that, Dan.
Do we just forget the Tales from the Crypt existed?
I know, that's what I'm thinking. That's like the top. I mean, that blows away anything you're going to come out of your mouth, Dan. Unless we're talking about the last season of Tales from the Crypt, then.
Yeah, that one's not great.
The random, yeah, taking it to Britain, yeah.
When they went overseas, yeah.
Although there were a lot of big names in that season. Daniel Craig, Ewan McGregor, they had some... That's some big.
They were, but they weren't
at the time.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, Tales from the Crypt, this TV show, jump started a lot of careers for people, or rekindled some of them too, because there were, you know, I think it was Corey Feldman on the Bordello of Blood Blu-ray on the feature up saying how like unenthusiastic Dennis Miller was, and he remembers saying like, "You're in a Tales from the Crypt movie. This is a really big deal." You know, because Tales from the Crypt could be something that could get you seen and noticed because people were looking at it. I mean, Billy Zane supposedly got the role in Titanic because of Demon Knight, because James Cameron saw Demon Knight and went, okay, this guy's
right. Like an asshole.
he's charismatic and he plays a good villain, so that's why he hired him. I didn't know this, but Billy Zane's been bald since like Critters. Like he was losing his hair in Critters. He used to he would show up to auditions with wigs, and would want to know like, which one do you want me to? Any movie he's got hair, it's not his hair.
Yeah, he had the Phantom, and yeah. I like Billy Zane. We should have Billy Zane Appreciation Day because
I love Billy Zane, but I didn't know he was like I didn't know he was bald. I thought they shaved his head for Demon Knight. You know, I thought they were just like, oh, we'll shave your head.
I wish he dropped the line in Titanic that he did in Demon Knight where he just goes, "You Rudy Tooty motherfucker." I don't remember the whole line, but he needed to do that.
No, it was "You ho dunk po dunk motherfuckers." Get it right, dude.
There you go.
But as he's yelling at the third class, just shaking the cage to help him.
That movie annoys me so much. I'm like, you're not going to sit there and play music. My fat ass would be diving over.
Okay, well, I think we hit the wall on this one. And it's time to call it a night. Because now we're talking about Dan's Titanic fan fiction.
I think we need to do a commentary, though, now.
Well, I'm not going to argue that, so we can discuss that later.
Oh, I would shove a broom handle right in the door so that they couldn't get out, and I would take a boat. No shame. I'm not sitting there playing a tune for you.
Well, Richard. You're a coward, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least he owns up to it. Yeah. And women, he is single.
Yes.
Okay, just wrap. I don't know what to say.
All right, so be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We'll have more Analog Nightmares coming your way. And
maybe
more.
Chris will pick a better one next time.
Fuck you, all right? all I said was it was awful, and we should, and you guys should review it. I didn't say we should review it. I said you guys should review it. And then I got fucking sucked into it.
All right. So like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. It really helps the channel. Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. And Pugs, take us home.
All right. As you all know already, you're here on Patreon, so I appreciate that. Thank you. We thank you very much. Hope you enjoy this early and exclusive content. And when this reaches the mass, you could be watching this way like a long time ago. So get with it. And we're across all the social media bullshit, so come find us and follow us everywhere.
Yes.
And with that note, everyone say good night.
Good night.
Fuck
this movie.